WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, sometimes this world can feel like a runaway train barreling towards chaos. Ever get that feeling? Like everything is happening at once, your mind's racing, and you just want to hit the pause button. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving into a powerful stoic principle. Cultivating inner peace amidst the storm. Think of it like this. Your mind's a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs training. We're gonna give you some serious workout routines for your brain exercises to build that inner serenity so you can face whatever life throws your way with grace and calm. First things first, recognize what truly matters. This one's a biggie. We get caught up in the noise, chasing external validation, possessions, or outcomes that ultimately don't bring lasting happiness. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think about it. You can't control the weather, traffic jams, or what other people think, but you can choose how you respond to those things. Next up, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Mindfulness is like stepping onto that train and taking control of the wheel. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try this. Take a few deep breaths, really feel the air entering and leaving your lungs. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping. Just being present in this moment can bring a sense of calm that washes away stress. Remember those negative self-talk monsters. Stoicism encourages us to challenge those thoughts. I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed, these are just voices trying to hold you back. When you catch yourself thinking these things, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, the answer is no. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and focus on your strengths. Seek out wisdom from others. Just like a muscle needs proper training, our minds need guidance. Read Stoic texts, listen to podcasts like ours, or connect with mentors who inspire you. Surrounding yourself with positive influences can help you stay grounded and focused. You know that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Well, let's make sure those five people are lifting you up. Finally, remember, inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel calm and collected, and there will be days when life throws you curveballs. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing these techniques, keep coming back to your stoic principles, and remember that you have the power to choose your response to any situation. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, your mind is racing with what-ifs, and you're about to snap at the person next to you. Sounds familiar, right? This is where inner peace becomes your superpower. Take a deep breath, focus on your surroundings, the trees swaying in the breeze, the birds singing their song. Remind yourself that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction. Choose to remain calm, practice mindfulness, and even use this time to listen to some calming music or meditate. You might even arrive at your meeting feeling more relaxed and focused than ever. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for cultivating inner peace. Remember, you are capable of finding serenity amidst the chaos. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself, practice consistently, and watch as the inner peace blossoms. Remember, folks, you're not just surviving this life, you're thriving in it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to find inner peace? Share your thoughts on social media using #FortitudeFirst or leave a comment below. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Fortitude First. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.